I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Passage in the Senate of the Farm Workers Modernization Act is not at all certain. The FWMA passed in the House with bipartisan support, which supporters say gives hope for those in the ag industry constantly fighting labor issues. Western Growers President and CEO Tom Nassif testified before the House Subcommittee on Immigration Reform earlier.
Hopefully, with God's grace, we'll get this done in the Senate as we've gotten it done in the House. One of the reasons we got this done is because of a mutual respect we and the United Farm Workers and other worker advocates have for the farm worker and for the welfare of the farm worker to be treated with the respect that they need to be treated.
The legislation creates a pathway to legalization for current unauthorized agricultural workers, including an eventual option to become a lawful permanent resident. It would reform the H-2A temporary ag worker visa program, and it would require ag employers to implement a reformed E-Verify program to ensure workers are authorized. The legislation has the support of more than 300 agricultural organizations around the country, along with many faith, labor, and worker groups. However, Congress has been unable to pass a bill making sweeping changes to immigration law since 1986, and Republicans have typically been afraid to support legislation expanding legal immigration, fearing they'll be accused of backing amnesty. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.